Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the checks and balances they brilliantly put in place in the Blueprint for Liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com is the website for his incredible weekly collegiate series. It's weekly. It's webinar style. It's Q&A and a whole lot more. He's the founder and the chairman of the Constitutional Commemoration Foundation, folks. He's also the author of the book and collegiate DVD series and more, To Preserve the Nation, freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, Dr. Bradley.
Well, good morning, Sam. I hope all is well with you. You're sounding like you're pretty chipper today. Must have had a good weekend, but looking forward to the one ahead of you.
It's all about God, family, and country, sir. It started out with, what was yesterday? What do they call that? Palm Sunday?
Yeah. You bet it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I say, what do they call that sometimes? I'm trying to get people to think a little bit themselves,
All right.
And then say it, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. Half the time when I say, who's that guy's name? What's that? It's designed to really get people to go, wait, hold on, what? And focus and pay attention a little bit to what I'm saying. It's not that I really forgot that it was Palm Sunday. I'm just kind of highlighting. But Palm Sunday, folks, and this whole week is a very sacred week indeed. For those who really study the symbolism, the meaning, it's really, really important to understand as we look to the Savior Jesus Christ for peace in our hearts and salvation. But he gave us a clarion work to do, folks. This is something that, you can't just think, oh, that's great, Palm Sunday, whatever. No, you've got to learn about this stuff. You got to make this kind of your life's mission to learn about Christ, to study his life, to study his teachings, the symbolism, this understanding invites the Spirit, Dr. Bradley.
Well, he is absolutely our great exemplar. And, trying to be like Jesus is it's a dynamic that I think more of us could probably take to heart. You know that movie that's going around, The Jesus Revolution, with Jonathan Rome in it? There's one line in there that I think kind of captures some of what you're just talking about. It's kind of maybe a little throwaway line. It's kind of a little bit of maybe a little humor. I don't know, the storyline is this street preacher, if you will, that from the hippie era, Haight Ashbury and all that kind of stuff, 1968. Anyway, he really kind of portrays a guy that in a lot of people's mind looks like Jesus. And when the comment comes up that this street preacher fellow makes a comment, a lot of people say I'm trying to look like Jesus. And he kind of pauses and he says, I can't think of anybody I'd rather look like.
Is the quintessential point. He gets kind of mocked for it. It's like, who do you think you are, Jesus? No, but I am trying to be like him. And at first, this guy's kind of, at first you think he's going to be this hippie kind of druggy guy. And you realize that, he made mistakes. He admits it. But he also says, I'm on a different trajectory now. I have finally found the real answers in life. It's really impressive.
Well, it is. And I mean, a lot of it's kind of hokey, cheesy camp, whatever you want to call it. And some of the things get discarded and kind of spun a little bit. They do it, I'm sure, for editing purposes and length of show and all this kind of stuff. But there was a real message in it about a different, I didn't go there to hang around. I spent, some time in the area, but, Haight Ashbury and stuff, I saw it firsthand, walked the streets, stuff like that. Again, I wouldn't consider myself a hippie. It's just before I went in the service. But the point of the matter is that there were a lot of people that were really, really lost. Of course, there's a lot of lost people today. And it's just not...
Boy, howdy, are there. In fact, I think there's more people lost today than even then. I know that sounds like, wow, how can that be? But people are so deceived with New Age beliefs, with all kinds of perverted, twisted beliefs on so many topics these days. It's not even funny. Idol worship virtually at an all-time high. People worshiping their own bodies as they murder children. And I mean, it's just gotten to epic levels, sad to say.
Well, it has. In fact... you know, that era was even before, if people can think about this, the Roe v. Wade travesty that happened with the Supreme Court, where they say it's okay to kill your baby. But the point of the matter being that today, yes, it may not be as in your face with tie-dyed clothes and drug, sex, and rock and roll on the streets. But, you know, I think I've told you before, I've taken to using the term woke as a... as a shorthand for brain damaged. And I think the woke crowd is embedded at the very highest levels of our government, and it's embedded in our media, it's embedded in our, you know, our advertising firms, it's embedded in our education. I mean, you think of every big footprint, whatever it is, influencer in this nation right now. I mean, think about this. Sam, 21, 22 years ago, the big outcry against Muslims, of course, they had blown up the Buddha images in Afghanistan that had been there for many centuries and everything like that, of destroying these artifacts and everything like that. But one of the big things was that these Muslims believe in female genital mutilation. I mean, it's an absolutely barbaric, horrific, and I can't even imagine anybody that engages and participates and believes in or any of that kind of stuff. But look how mainstream this, genital mutilization
is
happening
now. And hold on, we're totally against the Muslims at the time saying how horrific it was. And now what we've done is we've blurred male and female now, and we do it to literally anybody who wants it or thinks they want it or even hints that they aren't sure about themselves. And now we do it on steroids with government funding.
On steroids. I mean, that's probably an appropriate statement on it. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the military has become a social club where they try and, you know, reshape society through the mores that they'll try and devalue in the military, because it is a pretty broad spectrum thing all across socioeconomic scales and everything like that. And when we get...
It's also where they break you down and remake you. We thought that was, you know, genuinely valuable when it came to the idea of a soldier with mental toughness. But now it's gone to a woke, extreme new level. Now what it does is remake society.
That's the intent. And so today, you know, someone can go... I mean, they can go to prison and say, I need to have this mutilization thing done. You can go to the military and... you can get the stuff that destroys your mental clarity. I mean, you look at this murder that happened in Tennessee with the girl that was transitioning. They say, you know, well, what affected the hormones, steroids, the just the mental recentering. I mean, everything is happening, and it's like, holy cow! And just 20 years ago, this was a public outcry of something that was happening really literally in third world countries on an isolated basis. And I pray and hope that there was not, I mean, I would have loved it to have never had it happen at any time in all of society and all of history. But it was a relatively small footprint kind of thing. And today it has taken the world by storm. And in this nation, the major media, the political world, the courts, it's just absurd to me. And if you watch any TV at all, which I don't recommend, it's like this has become center stage in every way we can think of. It's in your face. And it was, I mean, I'm almost speechless. And I know there's a lot that takes that to have it happen with me. But the fact is, it is the last 3 years, like I say, this woke thing, there's a lot of brain damage, I think, from oxygen deprivation, fear, doubt, this recentering mores, that's the values, attitudes, and beliefs, all that kind of stuff that's happened, particularly in the last 3 years, whole society has been transitioned. Now, my wife and I, you know, we were in high school in the 60s, okay? And so we didn't know each other at that time. She never would have had anything to do with me, I'm sure, if she had known me. But at any rate, the fact of the matter is that we talk often about how in the 60s it was like a switch was flipped. I mean, it went from this, you know, Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet kind of world to, that, like I say, this Timothy Leary tune in, turn on, drop out kind of environment. It was like overnight. And it came to center stage. There used to be music with actually, I guess there's messages in what they're doing today, too. I'm not sure I know what they are other than disruption. But I just find that there was music with melody. I mean, you could sing along if you wanted and hymn along instead of, you know, kind of destroy your voice or whatever, you know. It's just astonishing to me how there's transition points, and we seem to have hit one. Vietnam, during the 60s, was a transition point. Maybe we've run out of time in this first segment, but that was a trigger, and today, maybe it's the death jab. I don't know. Guess what?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, evil prospereth. What do we do about it? Stand with God Almighty. We shall return in seconds on your radio.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, live and on your radio, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. What is the meaning of Palm Sunday and why celebrate it? I want to get back to that just a little bit. I think it's really, really critical. The meaning of Palm Sunday has to do with acknowledging the only real true king, ladies and gentlemen. The historical understanding is that the Savior came into the city on a donkey, and Palm Sunday relates to those who were the followers of Christ. Followers of Jesus at the time who acknowledged him publicly to be king. And then that really set off the anger of the evil ones who literally ultimately hung him on a cross. But you know what? The next week, Easter celebrates the triumphant resurrection And that's really what we celebrate. You know, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and those who understand, yeah, the cross is important, symbolizing the suffering. The Garden of Gethsemane was critical as well. His suffering for all of us, his willingness to follow his Father by choice. You know what? Please let this cup pass from me, but Father, thy will be done. And so he did it anyway, even though it was hard, and even though he wanted to, you know, the natural part of him said, man, this is too hard. Can we not do this? No, we have to do this. Okay, we will. He gave his will to God. But I bring this all up to say this Easter celebratory reality is what it all leads up to, celebrating the only real king, Dr. Bradley, the King of Kings, if you will. And so this Palm Sunday is important. This whole week is sacred and culminating in resurrection, and that he lives again and that we will live again as well is just the incredible doctrine that only Christ's or Christian people teach and understand worldwide, Doctor.
Well, as you know, the scripture says, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And truly, he is the one by whom we are begotten sons and daughters unto God in terms of our reentry into his presence and everything. But, you know, it's interesting to me as I ponder this Palm Sunday concept is when he triumphantly entered Jerusalem. And he was riding on an ass, as it's pointed out. And that's the ancient symbol of Israel's nobility, of its king. That was not lost on the hierarchy at the time. I mean, here he is. The the people are rendering to him kingly honors, even messianic honors. And the hierarchy was livid because of that. I mean, here we have the religious structure of the time was concerned that they might be displaced. Let's put it that way. And it's interesting how they collaborated, they conspired. Can you imagine a conspiracy theory? They did all those kinds of things. And ultimately,
well, that was beyond theory. He was on a cross.
Well, I was coming to that. Here's the deal. The Jewish methodology of assassination, oh, no, I shouldn't call it that, execution, was stoning. And the Jewish hierarchy wanted to make certain that this was an officially sanctioned deal that was carried out by those that they normally considered to be their oppressors, the Roman Empire. And so what they did is they had a mock trial, and we get, of course, this was later on in the week, as you well know. But initially, the people welcomed him with open arms, were thrilled, and as Jesus said, the stones would cry out if they weren't crying out. And so what happens is, though, that the hierarchy, the religious hierarchy, these individuals were wicked to the core. They were murderers at heart. They were adulterers and everything else. I mean, I don't know as you can say enough bad about them, but the fact of the matter, there were some good men among them, I think, that weren't present when all of this happened. And we could talk about the illegality of the trial and how it violated every one of the protections of an accused rights, kind of like what we're doing right now. Our system was set up to protect the accused. But I would diverge if I went off that. But I would just like to say a little bit about the merging of religious and government power. Okay, government power is the most powerful mortal force on earth. And I'd say mortal because we know God's power is exceptionally more amazing than government power. But they have legal control of the means of death and destruction. I mean, they have force at their center. Okay, that is what government is. It's force. And it's necessary, but it's something that must be kept and bounded by constitutions, if you will. So anyway, what happened, the hierarchy illegally tried him, found him guilty of death, as they say, which meant that he had to be executed. But they wanted it carried out by government sanction. And so they turned to government. They wove together a process by which it was sanctioned by government. So here we have a religious divergence from truth and righteousness that is carried out by government. Okay, now, people, if you are not getting the analogous, you know, kind of parallelisms that are found in today's society, how religion in the wrong way, a secular religion, A religion that does not have a divine God, a religion that doesn't believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a religion that believes in the wisdom and learning of man, which has become our de facto religion today. It is the secular humanist religion that is taught, you know, you go into kindergarten and you're taught that all the way through grade 12. Then you go to the university and you become a black-robed adherent of it, ultimately, if you graduate. But the point of the matter is this godless religion has become our de facto religion in violation of the First Amendment, and it is woven together with state. It's in the robes of state, if you will, in which it has set out to destroy Christ's day. It was his mission they were seeking to destroy. It was satanic in its origins. And I think it's really expanded dramatically today, just like everything is. We are in a society that can revel in its debauchery, if you will, and it gets cheered by the mainstream, lame brain, everything. And so the parallels are uncanny today. The effort to crush the humble Christ mission are out there destroying all of this. I mean, whether it's a made-up sexual status kind of thing, whether it's new rights that are created that other people have to fulfill, you know, they create responsibilities of that, the effort to as narrowly as possible to define our religious liberties that are God-given and take them out of the marketplace, all of these things, I think, are analogous to what happened in Palm Sunday week, if you will, but it had been leading up to that for 3 years. But Christ brought the message, and a false religious movement with government sanction crushed it, or tried to crush it. It's impossible to crush because, you know, this thing's eternal. But that was their intent. And they, you know, when Christ got killed, he was killed among his friends. And I suspect that many of those people that are today being, you know, pressed and oppressed and cast aside are finding it's done by some of their friends. I mean, it's amazing to me. I think we need to, as you pointed out at the beginning of this little segment, we need to study this Christ-centered things, and the things that are parallel today should not be lost on us. That's what I would say. Here's
Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, we will not forget this. We'll be talking about this a little bit more on Friday. We'll talk about it next Monday a little bit more, because look, this culmination of the meaning of Palm Sunday and why should we celebrate it in this whole sacred week, in my opinion. It's a time of spring, a time of new life, okay? A time of understanding that Christ literally took up his life again. That is not a hyperbole. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a reality for us Christians who believe in the great resurrection. And it's important to understand, because it puts this life in perspective of who we are, where we came from, why we're here, where we're going, what we need to do to get where we want to go, this kind of stuff. Understanding God's plan for us, his sons and daughters, his children. This all culminates into this great understanding of who we are and what we should be spending our time and our efforts and our talents on and about. It's about what our duty is. It's about the honor, the hope, the godly heritage of who we are as sons and daughters of God Almighty. It's a great, great time for increased understanding to put your life in perspective. And downstream from that becomes governing values. Once you get who you are and why you're here, where you want to go and why, once you understand the why behind it all, you start to understand, hey, this isn't just me running around and seek, you know, hunt for a good time. I've got work to do here on the earth. I've got a limited time to prepare to meet God. I've got a valuable purpose. You know, they call it a purpose-driven life. I've got a purpose in life. And I think this Palm Sunday, this sacred week, this Easter time is the real time to reflect and to contemplate. And then to make needful adjustments in your lives, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I don't consider myself a prophet, but I hope to be your friend. And I hope to minister to everyone through this radio program. Hold on. Back in seconds with Dr. Bradley.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Storms struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. A Minnesota judge has sided with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and denied the ban, which prohibited those under 21 from obtaining gun permits. Three individuals had challenged the 2003 law, which had enacted an age requirement to be eligible to receive a permit to carry a pistol. They argued that the law was unconstitutional and prevented Americans from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Former President Trump will leave Florida for New York tonight to be arraigned tomorrow in Manhattan. According to numbers released by Trump's 2024 campaign, he has raised over $4 million in 24 hours since the indictment first became public. Oil prices are sharply higher after a Saudi-led group of producers said they would cut more than 1 million barrels of output a day starting next month. This morning, a barrel of oil is going for roughly $89 a barrel. Finnish conservative leader Petteri Orpo has won a three-way election race, defeating Social Democrat Prime Minister Sanna Marin. Orpo after the election.
Now I will start negotiations, open negotiations with all parties. I want to build trust and cooperation between parties and build up the strong majority government.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a fascinating column in ABCnews.com. You say, Sam, why are you quoting the enemy press? It's fascinating to keep an eye on the enemy, by the way. Don't they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer? Anyway, I find this fascinating. The headline says this. USA, so the United States of America, leads world in weather catastrophe. ABCnews.com. And what's fascinating to me is their reasons for this. And then I would like to kind of highlight my reasons for this. We have an absolutely agreement that, you know what? The United States is getting pummeled with weather catastrophe everywhere. So we agree on that point. The only real discussion is why, and their why and my why is 100% different. But let's give Dr. Bradley a stab at it first. Dr. Bradley, your response to that headline first.
Well, do you want a scientific or a religious or what? I mean, here's the deal.
Well, that, hold on, that's the difference. Or you want a fake science, a fake news. That's
right.
Their take, which I'll get to in a minute, but go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. Let's just look at this global warming nonsense for a while. I always say on your program, getting tired of shoveling global warming with all of the cold and snow and everything. Over 800 inches at nearby snow ski resorts in my area here. 800 inches of snow. Do the math. We're approaching 70 feet of snowfall and record times and everything like that. We have probably, based upon how the thaw goes, we'll have probably more challenges with water, too much water, than we have with too little, which is what they've been crying about lately. Stuff stuff happens. It fluctuates. And this idea, they were on this, well, when I was younger, when I was in high school, there was this global cooling thing that they were predicting a new ice age and death by too much cold and all this kind of stuff. It swung over ultimately to the too much heat. And then they saw that, no, you can't really say that. So now they're saying, well, it's global, weather change, you know. And so change can mean anything, and weather does change. You hang around for a half an hour, you're going to get different weather in many instances. And so they have this fluctuating thing. Again, many of the quote-unquote experts are saying, there's a chance we're entering in kind of a mini ice age now. And so this stuff goes all over the place. But we consider ourselves, there's always this this statement out there that, we've got to follow the science and all this kind of stuff. We've become so cosmopolitan. We take God out of the formula and all this kind of stuff. Historically, throughout all of mortality, weather and famine and pestilence and war and destruction of society based upon any number of meltdowns has been related to a nation or a people's willingness to abide in the counsel God has given them. And so we look everywhere, but the natural, normal thing that historically had been looked at, we think we're way beyond that now, and consequently we don't have to worry about it. We do. We got to worry about our standing with God and our alignment with Him. And so, you know, people will say, oh, come on, you guys. What do you guys do? Think you got to go through a virgin in the volcano to get good weather again or something? No, we're not saying that at all. God has a very directly enunciated program that the founding fathers of this nation lived by, and they recognized His hand. They gave Him their thanks. They lived His commandments. They sought to implement His program of government, even, that's found in the Scriptures. That was their primary source of that. And today we've strayed so far from that. And like I say, we're in a woke period of brain damage now, that anything but God is the answer. And that's kind of, I'll bet you, where you're going to talk about this lame brain media review of some of the weather disasters. I mean, they're going to come up with any number of things, except for the right reasons. And we're going to have government solutions for all of those wrong things that'll exacerbate the problem. It'll make it worse. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just waving my arms for no reason, but I think that we always look in the wrong places. You know, there was a good friend of mine while I was in the service. He'd been married 5 times, and he didn't have a lot of good things to say about marriage. Probably you could predict that. But the fact of the matter is, I'd say to him, what's the common factor in these 5 failed marriages? You know, I knew him good enough to say those kind of things. And he was the common factor. Stuff he was doing was inappropriate. It was, and I'm kind of euphemistically referring to this, he was the common factor. And it was stuff that he brought that was toxic. And maybe we ought to look and see if there's a common factor in some of these other problems that we've got in the world, and see if we as a people can't align ourselves more appropriately with that which will bring about good outcomes. I don't know. It's just a thought.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So the mainstream at ABC News, they say, hey, the United States leads in weather catastrophe. And then they explain why. They first talk about global warming, as Dr. Bradley pegged it, fake, dishonest science. And then secondly, they say, but understand it's the topology that's the cause. You see, in America, you've got these big mountains to the west. You know, you've got this, that, the Gulf of Mexico, all this stuff. And they basically just say, hey, it's the landscape that makes it so. We're just in a bad luck area, people. You're just in a bad luck spot in the world. See, I disagree everything they say.
Haven't we always been in that spot, really? I mean, you stop and think about
it. I know,
that
but that's
just
a
second.
Doctor, that's if you think and intelligently analyze historical reality. What they want you to believe is that there's a bad omen on you, sir. You're
bad
number
juju.
One, you come from slave promoters. You okay,
now, wait a minute. So none of my people ever did. None of my people. I can unequivocally state that. Okay, but go on with what you're saying.
All right. But see, you're an American and you're white, so you're guilty anyway. You got that? And the more you deny it, it's just proof of your ignorance of it. See? See, you can't win with these people. They're crazy. They're off their rockers, nuts, crazy. So they want you to believe that, look, it's the topology that's the problem. It's the big mountains and the Gulf of Mexico and all this stuff. It's just, man, you're just in a bad spot in the world. Now, I believe differently. I believe that we're in a wonderful spot in the world. This is some of God's choicest promised land. And as a result, then, they're just, it's almost like they understand this, but they preach the other side, the Satan side, to deceive you. So by the time they promote global warming, then the time they promote this, hey, you're just in a bad spot in the world scientifically, Earth topology-wise, then, man, it's just bad, and it's just going to get worse, they're predicting. Now, I would go back to honest science, and I would say science just tells you what happens. And if you can repeat it enough, eventually you get beyond theory stage and you can explain how and why something happens. But I would look to God Almighty, doctor, and say, listen, the more we disobey God, the worse the weather's going to get. And we'll end up with famine and war. If we, on the other hand, repent and turn to God Almighty, boy, howdy, does this relate to the meaning of Palm Sunday and Easter, folks, by the way. I know this sounds disjointed, but it's absolutely connected. Look, the cause and effect, the cause when the people get wicked, the Lord uses the weather to partly punish, but more importantly, to remind us of who he is and who we are and our relationship to him. And as long as we turn our back on God and sin, it's going to get bad. The only way to change it is to turn to God Almighty. Okay, there is no other way. And so science backs that reality. You can study the history of nations historically, worldwide, for thousands of years. And that's the reality. Now, they want you to believe it's La Nino and El Nino or El Nina or whatever and all this garbage. They want you to believe, hey, it's atmospheric rivers. And they want to teach you all this, quote, new terminology they've made up as they, you know, make weather reporters, the gods of modern time. But, folks, the real weatherman is God Almighty. Okay, don't lose sight of this reality. Please don't get so deceived that you think your weatherman that can't even tell you. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to have a sunny day today. It's like raining outside. Oh, man, it's going to be super this. Next thing you know, wow, I didn't see that storm coming. And they can't even tell you the weather by 5 o'clock today, folks, much less predict the future. Okay, look, God is the ultimate weatherman, and he uses it as a merciful agenda to say, guys, jettison the idols. Remember who you are. So see how they can take an ABC story and point to global warming, and then I can come back and talk about, yes, the reason that USA has more weather problems right now, and now I'm going to tie the dots all together for you. You ready? Where much is given, much is required. The United States has been blessed with more of the principles of liberty than any other nation on the planet, with a knowledge of the Christian principles, the knowledge of God. We're a Christian nation, Christian founding, Christian origins, Christian. Okay, they fled here to the promised land for religious liberty. When much is given, much is required. We're getting reminded and punished in a way because we should have more responsibility and more understanding. Much is required of us. And so as the world's leaders in just about everything, we've got a responsibility. Much is required. We better lead the nation to bring that idea of a light on a hill back. Dr. Bradley responds in seconds.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
All right, back with you live, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. So I'm saying to you that, you know what, where much is given, much is required. The USA leads world in weather catastrophes, but the Lord's reminding us, he's giving us a tender mercy, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that today's national challenges can be traced to a divergence from the original intent that brought this nation forth. I mean, it's a divergence from that. It's not a convergence. It's how we have strayed. The people that came here originally, they brought the book with them. You know, this is God's rule book, if you will, or his owner's manual. I don't know what you want to call it. But they brought that little black book with them that that talked about his historical directions for humanity. And, you know, we could take 3 hours if you wanted and talk about what they were fleeing, how it had been perverted. And, you know, we could go back to the Roman Empire, the crucifixion of Christ, and how the powers that be were opposed to the truths of eternity that Christ brought forth. I mean, this is something that can be very, very, very well documented. Now, so that when they brought them in here, they didn't always do the most perfect plan, and it took them a while to mature and all that kind of stuff. They, you know, they oppressed some that had different opinions than them, too, but the fact was that they looked to God and created a nation that became the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous nation on earth. It was the most respected nation on earth. We can document that. Tocqueville came here in the 1830s to boots on the ground. Look, where in the world did this country come from? A dusty backwater, you know, kind of colony, group of colonies, actually, that hardly could, you know, even collaborate on anything. And now I think it's this huge giant that's dusted itself off and it's walking forth across the earth. Every nation wanted to see why and how this happened. That's what Tocqueville was trying to document, if you will. But the fact of the matter is, we have diverged from those things. And the farther we have gone from those, the more that we have fallen from that elevated status, if you will, that the people across the nations of the world. I have known people, I mean, I'm old enough to know people that when they traveled as young people in the world and it became known they were Americans, I mean, the red carpet got rolled out everywhere. And now it's kind of like they start throwing bricks. I mean, we have become a belligerent, godless society largely, sadly. And there are so many good people here. But we've let this persona kind of become what the ugly American is in many ways. So maybe on the East and West Coast we got a lot of that muddled-minded nonsense going on with those that think they run the people in this land. But maybe in the central portions, the flyover zone, there's more common good. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it is. I started traveling this country when I was 16 years old, and I've met the most wonderful people you could possibly imagine on earth, and I've seen the greatness and goodness of this land. But what gets
presented? There's good people, but wow, it's gone awry fast because the people are deceived. I do have two interesting pieces that I want to highlight before the end of the hour. One of them is mortgage rates have dropped to a six-week low. Folks, I appreciate that. I think that's some progress to some degree, but you know what? If it goes up a ton, 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 sorry to keep going, but I'm making a point, and then down, it's still up a ton, okay? So, you know, don't take that as too good of news. It is a little blip in the good news category. However, the bad news in the reality check, ladies and gentlemen, is this. The Chinese spy balloon that you remember traversed the United States skies earlier this year. Well, I guess it gathered intelligence from multiple sensitive American military sites, according to a new report from NBC News. I guess the State Department previously acknowledged that the spy balloon had intelligence gathering capabilities. Now it turns out their report shows, hey, folks, they did spy on us. They did send back data real time, doctor.
Duh. I mean, yeah, we talked about this, Sam. I mean, when this was going on.
It's just interesting that you and I nail it on the spot, and then they literally take like 2 months and come out and go, well, golly, it really happened, just like Scott and Sam said.
Yeah.
What?
That's the problem is that, I mean, almost everything that we talk about on this program is a real-time realization of what's going on that ultimately gets confirmed. But at the time, you know, we get deplatformed and stuff for saying things, and it's like, my heavens, when it's really current and needs to be said, it's blocked. And then, you know, when it's ancient history, they say, oh yeah, really, the dinosaurs, you know, whatever.
But yeah, the conspiracy, Sam and Dr. Bradley talked about there, not really conspiracy, it's kind of fact there. Yeah, we told you so, ladies and gentlemen. I find that interesting. Now, here's the other thing interesting. The January 6th issue is a massive cover-up, as you've already known. We told you that from the start as well, but listen up. Now, we're getting so much information out on this, Dr. Bradley, despite their cover-up. Now, the January 6th, the January 6th kangaroo court seals records for 30 to 50 years. Why would they do that if everything we're saying is bogus, conspiracy theory, and they're right that there was a massive insurrection or whatever you want to say? Why seal the records for 30 to 50 years, doctor? Now that's what they've done.
Well, they do this every time they're trying to hide something. I mean, it's like clockwork. And if we weren't expecting it, I guess it's another duh. We need to start recognizing, but that needs to be undone. It can be undone. I mean, look at the effort that was put in to seal for something like 75 years. I don't remember what it was, for the research that was done by these pharma companies that found the death rates, the infant mortality, the infertility things, the neuromuscular things, the heart things. They were trying to cover that up. I mean, their sins they're trying to cover. Ultimately, finally, we know we're going to hear all of them. But the fact of the matter is there needs to be congressional action taken that says, no, these records are going to be available immediately, and we're going to give them a public hearing.
Yeah, kind of like the footage was available from Kevin McCarthy, specifically to only Tucker Carlson. Big old flash in the news. Then we find out, no, he had to use their software on their computers, and he didn't even get really that much out, Dr. Bradley, compared to what I bet there is. But now it's all gone. No one's even talking about it, right?
Well, that's the thing. This idea of transparency is completely lost instantly. I mean, look at the Kennedy assassination material. I mean, almost everything, the Pearl Harbor stuff, everything, they're a pack of lies. I mean, what was that? Everything they ever told me was a lie? I mean, I think so. I mean, that was required reading for my kids, you know. that we just don't seem to get it. The fact is that if they're going to hold a press conference and their lips are moving, it was probably to put a spin on something. So, yeah, there needs to be action taken. I mean, the people that, look, if somebody builds a better mousetrap, somebody can build one to overcome it. If they built a mousetrap to hide something, we can find a similar power to open it up. And that needs to happen. It just needs to be brought forth. And again, when I was in the military, I saw things that were classified arbitrarily, unilaterally, without justification. I had a pretty good handle on it, I felt. But sometimes they just hide things. So they classify them and they say, oh, my
sometimes
goodness,
or all the time. The more I find almost. That they're doing it just as a course of record, once in a while something is not classified, but by default, and for the most part, it is. All right, quick update on Donald Trump's scenario. Sad to even talk about it, but you got to, I guess. Trump will stand trial in New York City. Republicans unite over what they call weaponized justice system. Trump likely will not even be handcuffed, and the process will take place Tuesday or tomorrow afternoon, after which Trump will return to Mar-a-Lago. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg did confirm he used federal funds in his investigation. Christina Layla with Gateway Pundit has that information. And now grassroots support for Trump with over $4 million raised in 24 hours after his indictment. There you have it, Dr. Bradley. Do you want to respond to all this? I think this is nothing but a clown theater presentation to really give Trump more mojo for 2024. This is not Trump really getting barbecued by the system or anything else. It's a flimsy charge at best. It's a this is going to go nowhere, but it really looks good and makes sure the president stays incredibly high profile.
Well, it certainly could be along that plan. It's a travesty in my mind that we have polluted what was once a great judicial system in the United States. I think it's largely fallen from that. I think that it's been polluted by, you know, far too many priestcrafts that wear doctorate degrees in law. And these priestcrafts, by the way, that's a term that was coined back in the founding era. Of those that were attempting
the priestcraft term,
yeah, the priestcraft term was priestcrafts were, and so was secret combinations. I mean, these kinds of things were talked about, bantered about by the American founding fathers, and so, you know, it really could be what you're talking about. It really could be a whole number of things, but it's all a clown show, as you put up. I mean, the idea that he's leaving Florida to go up for what really is a trumped up charge, if you will, that was refused to be prosecuted by the feds. They looked at it a couple of times. It's something that they're using a local New York misdemeanor kind of program. The idea that he'll probably capitalize on it, the idea the other side's going to capitalize on it, it's fodder for everybody. And it's just like was talked about in Tragedy and Hope. Or they're
Nancy
just kind
Pelosi
of
shows,
both ends.
Nancy Pelosi shows her true agenda. She says, Trump can prove innocence at trial. Well, that turns America's understanding and belief system on its head. And many people are saying, outlaw president. It does really well how Trump's indictment makes him a legend, an icon, a folk hero, doctor.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I look at what a senator from our state used to always say. He was an attorney, which already should put him in a category of his, well, there's a lot of them in that category. But they had such pride in their craft that he would say things like, well, let's just pass this bill and see what the courts do with it. Bravo, Sierra. Everybody has a responsibility to keep their limits and bounds within constitutional established. You know, they play in that sandbox, that's all.
And in my Pelosi's opinion, to say that, though, look, they should be literally removed from office for even saying such a criminalistic thing.
Yeah, you don't make everybody a criminal and take them to court and prove it one way or the other. Everybody should stand with the principle all the time. And Nancy Pelosi's just playing the Orrin Hatch card. Oh, let's indict him and take him to court and let's see where it goes. Or let's see how this bill gets handled in the courts. That's the wrong way to do it. That isn't the American
way. Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, we are surrounded by demons. Where do you think Satan and his angels are now? What is the answer? The answer is clear. Turn to Jesus Christ. That is the responsibility of every one of us in the freest nation on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I testify, that is the solution. God lives. Jesus Christ lives. Let's turn to them, shall we? Thank you, Dr. Bradley. God save the Republic.